Life without technology. Isn't really a life at all because nowadays technology is life. Why chat in person when I can chat online? After all, I have more friends on Facebook than I do in real life. Our world is so digital. Critical thinking is no longer a necessity. Reality is now confined in an 80-inch by 40-inch HD TV we can't see. We are blinded by the light that comes from our phones. A home is now just a button we press to escape the mess of a multitasking establishment. We walk past one another as if human interaction is outdated, overrated. 140 spaces, our updated statuses have drowned out the muttered sounds of different conversations. It's as if we've been chipped and had our hearts ripped out and replaced by different bits and pieces of animatronic gears. I fear that we will never hear the rustling of papers and leaves because we'll be too busy typing away at our keyboards. Before, children used to play outside, in the snow and in the sand, but now kids half my age do those same things on an iPad. Kids will never learn to surf the ocean waves because they're too busy surfing from page to page on the World Wide Web. It's like a spider that has injected its venom, a virus that's crawling its way to our God-given hard drive. We have forgotten what it feels like to live our lives offline. We can no longer recall the sound of shoes against the asphalt because by the time we're out the door, we're already listening to our iPods. We only converse with Siri. Speak to text, search the web, can you give me directions? I've shunned both Mother Nature and Father Time in the face, but I can just FaceTime to replace the old-fashioned face-to-face social interaction that my generation had erased from their lives. We can no longer recall the sound of cracking branches before they fall because we're too busy watching videos go viral. We tweet one another more than baby birds tweet for their mothers. We stare into windows and communicate through Apple instead of staring out of windows and giving each other apples. The mornings have gotten dark and cold, but we're too distracted by the apps on our phones. We're mesmerized, hypnotized, satisfied by a 2x4 block of metal that sits in our pockets. We settle for something that cannot love us back. Emotion is the one thing that technology lacks. As humans, we were born with this quality. But our brains have been programmed to believe that technology is our reality.